Thank you. Any further interventions on, firstly, the DG Move presentation? If not, I will just try and then move us to a conclusion of this sort of item 5C. We'll do the again do the decision later, or very shortly actually now. But what we've heard, I think, in the two presentations, and indeed there is a degree of this in paper 8 as well, is there is a clear demand and indeed active ongoing work to define cycle networks, both within UNECE, within GE5, and within DG Move within the European Commission. Both parties indeed would like data or should we say transport statistics on cycle infrastructure, and so there is a demand there upon us, which was sort is to a degree carried through in sort of elements of the ITC strategy on reducing greenhouse gas emissions as well, I would note, that we discussed yesterday. To that end, the both paper 8, for those that have read it in detail, and indeed paper 6, section 3B, both sections of those highlight the potential to add cycle infrastructure length, I think, is basically the predominant measure we're looking at into the common questionnaire. Now, we are separately also saying today we are not making decisions on the common questionnaire. So I think the sense it would be good to get from the room is whether there is support within this working party to gather statistics on cycle infrastructure data that might indicate a direction of travel for the upcoming discussions on the common questionnaire and the glossary and so forth. Because if there is support to take that forward, we can signal that. It doesn't make a decision. It doesn't even clarify the definitions, but it's an option available to us. And I'm sure colleagues in GE5 and in DG Move would be appreciative of that. I note for the European Union nations in particular, the Eurostat nations, it sounds like from the DG Move presentation and the cycling declaration, work will happen anyway, regardless of the work of this working party. Nevertheless, there are many or several non-EU nations in this room too, so they're entitled to their view on this as well. Are there any thoughts on that so that we can have some confidence whatever decision we make is of the room's view? No, I'm not seeing any interventions. I would state for the record, you know, regardless of what happens here, it is not easy to define necessarily what a national route is, nor what a route of a certain standard should be for counting. And I think these are questions that need to be established. I think there's even the question I've heard noted in separate discussions of whether this is even something you would even look at annually. You may look at it at a less frequency, given infrastructure takes time to build, that's not necessarily changing as quickly as, say, transport movements. If there's no further interventions, we'll close that discussion. I see Eurostat, though.
Just the